Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Good morning, y'all. How do we earn the right to become your best friend? Well, one of the ways is we show up every Saturday morning right here to answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we can answer it accurately with up-to-date information because we have been building and remodeling Arizona homes for 47 years. You join the conversation for free by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We've been voted Arizona's number one homeowner resource and contractor referral directory for 16 years in a row. The uncontested champion of accurate information for you, the Arizona homeowner. And on days like today, this show should come with a health warning. Strap on your protective headgear, place in your mouth guard, and fasten your seatbelts because we are covering so much information, it could almost be harmful as fast as we're going to cover it. If you missed the last hour on healthy gardening and pharmacy spelt with a F, I love that. Pharmacy, you farm what's good for you. I love it.
I took so many notes, and my favorite quote was, worry is the misuse of your imagination. I think that. I'm going to make myself a plaque.
Well, we aren't going to slow down the pace of information here, but if you'd like to join the conversation, we'll interrupt the disbursement of information to take your question at 1-888-767-4348. We recently, about, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago, I took sweet Jennifer and our daughter, Julia, most of y'all know her as Peanut, and we went to Las Vegas for the Kitchen and Bath International Show. And we have been sharing with y'all things that we discovered there that we think y'all need to know about. This is 1 million square feet, 1,600 exhibitors of people that make things that go in your home. We generally go as journalists to come back and report to you what we found. This year, Jennifer went as a shopper.
We had a great time. And we also took with us our Rosie Wright design, build, remodel team.
Yes, we did.
And so what we have today is everybody's top picks. And it's kind of funny looking through them. It shows everybody's a little bit of personality in each one of them. So, hey, Julia, how are you doing this morning? She's going to join us this morning.
Good morning.
Joining us.
Hey.
I'm doing well. Happy to be here with y'all.
Yeah.
Tickled to death. Tickled to have had you in Las Vegas. And I don't know, what did y'all decide was our final step count for the 3 days?
Oh, I've forgotten.
Oh, we had such a good time. We each clocked 15,000 steps a day.
Well,
45,000 a day between the three of us.
Yeah.
Well, so we're just going to kind of share a little bit of time, but let's go through the people's favorites, Julia. Rosie, how about Bruce's? Tell us who Bruce is and what he picked.
Bruce at Rosie Wright Design Build Remodel is our estimator or operations manager. And he went straight to keeping things clean.
Kind of goes with his nature.
It does, absolutely. And he wanted to ensure that at Rosie Wright, we had every piece of technology available so that when we start a remodel, the homeowner's property is protected.
But he also picked a product that you can use. I mean, we had a question last week from a homeowner who said, how do I clean up this mess from cutting concrete in his house or removing?
Yeah.
And we were like, well, you could have done a few things ahead of time. So this kind of ties in to that, what you can buy and purchase available online. It came to the door yesterday. It's called Caruser?
Yeah, I think so. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it's some of the best floor covering protective material you can buy. It's slip proof. It won't slide along the concrete tile. You can apply it with non-residue leaving tape, and it allows us to develop a pattern from the point of access to the point of remodeling. If I'm doing your hall bathroom, I can't just drop in through the skylight with all my products and my workers and my materials. I've got to come in through the back door, side door, front door. Well, when we're in a remodel, Bruce and Don, they're just insistent that the floor's protected every inch of the way. Then we've got these plastic walls that we set up with telescoping poles, and we create zip doors that go in, called zip walls. So Bruce was hot and heavy into all the protective equipment for our Arizona homeowners we remodel for.
Let me just tell you all, too, on our blog this week, we have four topics. So if you open the blog and scroll to the bottom, you can click on KBiz Picks, and you can see these products. So if you're planning on doing some work at home, these are really great things to consider.
And you provided it with just click-throughs. You want to get to that website and order? Click it. Click yep. it. Click it.
That's probably Jen or Julia that did that.
Okay.
Can't take all the credit.
So that's Bruce, keeping the world clean.
Julia, tell
Always.
Us about Rochelle's
Always.
Pick. Rochelle's a designer.
Rochelle. Yeah. She is a designer, and she's always looking for things to make your life a little better, a little more convenient. And Rochelle found the Zip Water, which is an older brand, but their new Hydro Tap provides carbonated, cold, and boiling hot water straight from their sink faucet. So it's the first one that brings in the boiling aspect. You're not turning on your stove, heating up, spending a lot of electricity and heating up your kitchen.
Well, the nice thing about this, too, it's a whole unit that you put under the sink. So it doesn't have to be your kitchen sink. It could be a bar sink. It could be a sink outside. You set it underneath there.
And it's not on the countertop.
And it's not, not on the countertop. And I touched base with Dallas, our rep over at Central Arizona Supply, and she said she loves Zip Water. And they're a high-end product, would be considered a luxury item. However, she said if you consider all seven things that this product does, to buy seven different appliances to do those things, probably in the long run, you're saving money. So and if you're interested, and you want to run up to Central Arizona Supply, she's just a wealth of information to show you everything, that all the bells and whistles of everything. But the Zip Water was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Julia, there was a
Absolutely.
Line a mile long. The, yeah.
I was going to say the buzz around the booth was insane, and everyone's excited about it. So it's a fun product for sure.
For sure. So move us on, Julia, to Romano's pick. He's the design manager at Rosie Wright.
He is, and he had an eye for the steam showers. He told us he had never really understood the benefits of a steam shower, but now he feels like they should be in every home. They can, brighten your skin. They can help you fight a virus. They can help your stiff and aching joints from a workout or from just aging. And he specifically found the Brizo product, and it is just this sleek-looking little black strip that you can put right in your shower, and it's got a digital control for how much or how little steam you want. And Jennifer and Rosie, they have 12 different person settings, so you can share with the whole neighborhood if you want it.
Could charge, and that would help pay for it. It's another luxury item. Our guys like those, apparently. But I talked to Dallas about that one as well, and she's been selling steam showers for 20 years. Mr. Steam, I think, is the one she is familiar with. So she didn't know Brizo, but that they're, as you mentioned too, Julia, they have a lot of health benefits. So, worth looking at.
It is another luxury item, but I'll tell you, we installed many of them through the 90s, and primarily an overwhelming reason they wanted them is allergy sufferers. They wanted to go in there and clear their sinuses.
Detox.
Yeah, clear their sinuses.
Absolutely.
In the steam. And then they kind of went away. But we just finished building a casita in North Scottsdale, and they put a steam shower in the casita.
Wow. I wouldn't mind staying in their casita.
I was thinking a pool house would be nice.
Casita.
Get out of the pool. And...
Oh, gosh. Yeah, all kinds of good applications.
Is that a short-term rental by chance?
No.
So, Julia, tell us your favorite pick.
But they do live in Toronto, and they're going back home. I could rent it to you this summer for a little while.
We'll talk after the show.
Oh, man, I found Thompson Traders, and what caught my eye was a sink that was shaped like a leaf, and it's kind of a pedestal sink, and it's copper, and it is gorgeous. And I stopped long enough that they said, hey, you want to talk more? I said, absolutely. But they are a family company, and they're in a town called Santa Clara de Cobra, maybe, in Mexico. And Cobar is the word for copper. And that whole town is coppersmiths. And they just had a vision to come to America. And at 22 years old, they immigrated here and started Thompson. And it, I guess you can get it pretty much anywhere. And I have just never seen it. But definitely luxury item as well. We are all looking at the things we can't quite reach, but they are beautiful.
I'm going to be watching for those because apparently it's pretty accessible, as you said. And they are beautiful, beautiful copper sinks.
If Sweet Jennifer could have her way, our flooring would be copper. Our couches would be copper. She's a copper gal. So it took a team of wild horses to get her out of that booth.
Absolutely.
But it was beautiful.
You know, the founder had an injury not too long ago. She was telling us in the booth. And she made herself a low-profile standalone tub. So it's real short. It's really sleek-looking, and it is just solid copper. And it's on their website. It's one of the first things that pops up when you go to their website. But
that's awesome.
Just really fun vent hoods and sinks and everything you could find.
Well, we can't talk about this topic without talking about Rosie's favorite. Julia and I had seen this product. We're like, that's all right. Rosie's like, when we shared notes at the end of the day, my favorite is Free Power. And you know, darned if that product didn't win top of the show. You had an eye. You knew how valuable this product is. Give us a quick update.
I am. I'm going to fill y'all in on the number one innovative product that won the International KBiz Show right after this short break. Julia, stay tuned. We also need to know what Jennifer's favorite pick was and Julia's when we get back. I'll talk Free Power right after this. Y'all are going to love it. It redefines Drop Zone. Bring in the brass section. Play it loud. Play it clear. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Just going out of the break, I let you know when we got back, I would take you to the number one innovative voted product for the International Kitchen and Bath Show that I picked as my favorite. And it is it's a charging station that's invisible to the countertop. It goes in under your countertop. And we have, when we design homes and remodels, when you walk in the house, everyone has what's called a drop zone. You drop your briefcase, you drop your keys, you drop your wallet, you drop your cell phone, you drop your laptop. It's the drop zone. This redefines the drop zone, and it eliminates charging cords completely. Jennifer couldn't find a charging cord yesterday, and she was going to run to Best Buy and pick one up. I said, honey, don't buy one, buy six. Let's have one in every room. So this gets rid of all your charging cords. You have, and it is not a product that can really be put into an existing cabinet. This is for a remodel or a new build. I'm sure they'll develop a remodel version of it soon. But wherever you put it underneath the countertop, you lay the phone or the laptop on top of the countertop, and it automatically charges that unit with no cords. Think about a telephone charging station in your nightstand beside your bed. You don't have to worry about a stupid cord. You just lay the phone down, and it charges automatically.
And there's a little light ring, too. It's optional, but as you learn where it goes, you wouldn't have to use it every time. But it's nice. You just, it goes right there.
And it works in virtually every countertop surface, I think with the exception of stainless steel. It works in butcher block, which is my favorite kitchen countertop. It works in quartz. It works in Corian. It works in natural granite, the marble. So Free Power. That was my choice. Now, what was yours and Julia's?
We did Julia's, the Thompson copper.
Oh, that's right.
You thought that was mine, didn't you?
I did.
I liked the Tadelli outdoor furniture, and it's from Brazil. It's family owned. It's half the fun of these is just meeting the families and finding out the stories. It is beautiful furniture handmade from rope, like marine grade rope, beautiful, beautiful colors all woven together. There's a picture on our website. There's one I call the Queen's Chair. It's got a great big back. They have bar stools and they've wrapped pedestal tables. It's just gorgeous stuff. However, there is you cannot just go buy it. In Scottsdale, there is a showroom. You have to go in with a designer. So I don't know how much they are, but again, not your average everyday furniture. But a really nice pop to something if you wanted something very special.
Well, that
and the colors are so bright.
They gosh.
Beautiful oranges and greens, and their website's a lot of fun to look at,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. Tidelli, T-I, and then D-E-L-L-I, all one word.
And the spokesperson for that furniture took you for a little tour when y'all came back. I was laying on the ground under the chair. I was looking for the beginning or the end of the rope. This is the most incredible hand workmanship I've ever seen. It was absolutely beautiful. So, introducing Julia, our daughter, who does a lot for us here at Rosie on the House, joined us at KBiz. Thank you for bringing us the best of the best, as selected by the team from Rosie on the House and Rosie Wright Design Build Remodel.
Thanks for joining us, Julia.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.
You too. So, real quick, another link at the bottom of the blog is on squatters. And all this, you know, everybody's hearing about it in the news. There's a lot of people very nervous about it. Florida came out with the first law that helps the policemen to resolve this issue. We just had our legislature. It's Senate Bill 1129, and it gives police the heft they need to help resolve the situation, because what it is trespassers moving themselves into someone's vacant home or vacant property, changing locks, changing furniture, and then the owner comes home and they say, oh, this belongs to me. And so the police are called, and the police go, I don't know whose is whose. I'm not judge and jury. So you have to go to civil court. So it's costing homeowners thousands of dollars to hire someone to get that resolved. So now with this bill, you can write your senators and let them know how much you want it to go all the way through, or Governor Hobbs, let her know. All you have to do as an owner is have a signed, notarized affidavit. This is my home. And then the police can act on it. So if you find somebody there, you know, call your attorney, get that document ready, present it to the police, and they can help you get those people out.
The particularly disturbing component of your research on this article was all the YouTube instructions on how to do this.
There are influencers telling people this is how you can get a home of your own. And this is not squatting. They're calling it squatting. There was a purpose for squatting, and it was to repurpose abandoned land. This is thievery. This is trespassing. This is people moving in and saying, I think I would like to have this house. And you don't get it back.
And the police show up on a phone call that it's not your home, you don't live it, and they'll produce false signed leases and say, well, prove it. Yeah. Here's a lease.
And that's not the police's job. Yeah. And they can't do it on the spot.
So new legislation being introduced to you. You were down at the Capitol this
week.
Yeah, I got to go.
I got to go. Wendy Rogers and a group of senators came out. I saw our friend Sina.
Yeah.
And, it was just fun to be down there. And there was a couple of radio stations and TV stations, because it is something on people's mind. Like, they're like, how much am I at risk? Also on that page, on that article we wrote, I happened to call our city police. Call your police, see how if it's an issue in your area, and they will have tips for you on keeping your house safe. And I've written the tips that I got in ours.
And I was encouraged that when we called our city police, they said, we have not seen this in our area yet.
Yeah.
But there are cities all over the country that are experiencing it to a disturbing amount. So we're bringing you the information just so you can be prepared and aware of it.
For our snowbirds and Airbnb owners, I think you better read the article.
Stay tuned on another potential area you might need to protect yourself: deed and wire fraud, in the next segment right here on Rosie on Us. I told you you'd need a seatbelt. Better fasten it up. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to dive into a topic that actually touched Jennifer's heart not too long ago when it made the headlines. And she felt like, boy, if we're going to be in the business of protecting, informing, entertaining, and educating every Arizona homeowner, this is a topic we've got to jump on top of and find out how real it really is. So, sweet Jennifer has invited in our Rosie certified guest expert on the topic, Vicki Gorman of Realty Executives. And Miss Jennifer, what is it that grabs your heart?
Well, this is a packed segment, so you need to put your seatbelt on and take notes. Lots to cover here. So a couple months ago or more, there was a case that came out by a woman by the name of Deb Gottlieb. She's also a realtor. And her father had passed away, and she went to access the house so that she could sell it, and found out She put the name in the county assessor's and the house didn't show up. So then she put in, is that right? Would that be where mm-hmm. she'd be looking? Yeah. And then, so she thought, well, I'll put the address in there. And it turned out it belonged to Zillow. And so she went to the house. It had been completely gutted. So all their family heirlooms, their pictures, everything were gone. And there was someone living there. So long story short, they find out that a gentleman, that's a bad word, a guy.
For this guy, that's a bad word.
He's not a gentleman. He's from California, 30 years old, had committed identity fraud in order to commit deed fraud. And so somebody somewhere dropped the ball because the man was 30 years old. His license is 1988, but the home was purchased in 78. So somebody was not paying attention. The home was paid for. You know, it was just, it just wasn't a lot of information, I guess, that they weren't paying attention. So anyway, in California, you have to give a thumbprint or a fingerprint. And that's how eventually they found this guy. So Deb alerted the authorities. They tracked him down. Eventually, she got the home back. So, you know, she's very upset, of course, about it and just trying to figure out what to do about it. So I reached out to Vicki Gorman to find out, is this something that could happen to any of us? You know, is this what kind of deal is this? Or do we need to be afraid? So why don't you lead us through all the protections and maybe all the things that we proactively that we could do.
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel that we need to be more proactive when we purchase a home. Typically, buyers and sellers work with a title agency. And so with that, the title agency's job is to also search all of that. If a buyer is purchasing a home with a loan, their lender will also do that double check for them as well to make sure, so they're not in that situation.
Can you buy a home without a title agency? That just
I don't think you can, because okay. we've got to record it through, at least in the state of Arizona, we've got to record it through Maricopa County.
Well, one of the tips I read was to be sure you use one. I didn't know it was an option.
Yeah, but, yeah. So you've got to record it.
And how do you choose one?
So typically, buyers and sellers out there choose it through their agent, or if they've worked with a title agency before and they like a title agency. We have many out there. Realty executives like using First American Title. But
why is that? Tell me why.
It's just they have so many protections. They have so many protections that they put on their insurance policies. So they have like what standard is, but then First American goes above and beyond a lot of that standards just to protect our clients.
And on that topic, I'd just like to state that not all title companies are created the same.
That is true.
I mean, that's a job I could never do.
It's a tough one.
To track the billions of minutiae details that have to be verified, double check. I would, if my office was on the 10th floor, I'd just jump out the window.
Oh, gosh.
jump out the window. But not all title companies are created equal. So the fact that y'all, in your long-term relationship in the real estate market locally here in Arizona, have affiliated with someone y'all are confident, that says a lot.
Yeah, we really like using them. And they do a lot of other things than just search that. Sometimes there's liens that could be on a property. Maybe a contractor did work or roofer did work for that property and the homeowner never paid. So they could put a lien on that and title will catch that. The lender will catch that. And so we'll take care of that right away.
Okay, so some red flags I've heard to consider is if for one thing, if a house is paid for and there's no mortgage, might be kind of a risk factor because nobody, like we mentioned, is paying attention. Another thing would be maybe these quick turnaround kind of flip situations where not everybody's kind of in a hurry, right? And they're not doing their due diligence.
Right. So something to mention, though, I think just recently our government restructured the Corporate Transparency Act. And that is where people could just create an LLC and for fun, right? You know, they create an LLC and they might purchase or sell property within that LLC. Well, we have measures in place to make sure that those are real people, they have real funds, they're a real company. And so we just did that. Our government just did that. And so now that's an extra layer of protection for anyone buying or selling property.
And helping to identify the buyer, right?
Correct.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
great.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you said one of the things that people could use to help protect would be to purchase title insurance. What is that? Do you have, how much is that? What, how does it work?
Yeah. So it's a title insurance. It's a policy that typically the sellers purchase when they sell, showing that they are, it's an insurance protecting that address or that parcel number. And so making sure that there were no liens on it, there was no fraud on it. And then that gets passed down to the buyer. When the buyer then sells, it just goes through that lineage of making sure that they have the insurance for that address or parcel number.
So one thing you mentioned was sometimes people don't know till further down the road that there was something, maybe an heir that didn't know they had interest in that property or whatever. So that insurance, title insurance would protect all through.
Yeah, it protects that address. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yes.
When I asked you about this, you said that deed fraud is something to think about, but you also are seeing a much more common problem, and I, in my opinion, much scarier problem because it's so much more
so common.
You're so much more vulnerable. And tell us about that.
Yeah. So title fraud is very, you know, it is very important. We need to take all measures in hand. We could do, as we had talked about before, the Maricopa title search. We could put our information into that, and we can make sure that we have an alert if should anything happen to our title on our property that we own.
And so, I don't think we gave out that.
Can we talk about that for just a minute? Because this also, not only the corporate transparency, which was federal, national, but this new legislation in the last 12 months is Arizona specific. And it's in the process of being instigated. Well, but in Maricopa County, it's instigated.
It is. And you would go to recorder.maricopa.gov, and it's called the Maricopa Title Alert. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the state will be covered by 2025 in your county.
Right.
But you put your name or your business name at that website, and anytime your name is accessed, you get an email. So we did that when the story first came up, and sure enough, I got an alert about a month ago, and it was part of my name. it wasn't correct, so I knew it wasn't me. But you would get an email if anybody's using your name to move around or anything attached to your name.
Isn't it right that going on that website and you just register your name?
Right, right.
It costs
zero. And if that sounds too complicated, Vicki also mentioned you can just go in the Google search in your browser and put in your parcel ID number.
Right. And you could set up an alert, again, free, super free. I advise my clients to start doing that when they set up their utilities, when they buy a home. Maybe put your...
Great call.
Yeah. When you do your utilities, you're going to do it. You're only going to do that once, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do this once, set it and forget it and move on and go forward. But definitely do that just to protect yourself and just make sure, just as you did.
Okay. Well, I like that. So let's go on to, that was deed fraud. So I think we've covered that enough to make people curious and pay attention and look at the details.
Right.
And then the next thing is wire fraud.
Wire fraud.
That's scary because that usually means if you're going to wire something, it's usually a significant amount of money.
And people are wiring funds all day long and through all different banks. And wire fraud is so common right now. And if you may have a bank, anyone is having a bank, they are really sending a lot of alerts about wire fraud because it's so common. It's every day it's happening.
Well, I think the easiest way to explain it is to tell us what happened with your client. And then people, because this is something we talk about, but it's email fraud, basically.
It's email fraud. And so when we work with a client, when an agent works with a client, one of our first things to tell them is wire fraud. We will never ask them for a dollar, a dime, not in an email or anything. The only people that would be the title agency who needs to get their money so they could purchase the home. Okay, so that's the only reason why we need money to purchase that home, right? So I had a client who got an email from me, but it wasn't from me. It looked like it came from me because it had my signature. It had my name. I do denotation on my name, and they did that as well, which I put a little dash. And my client on a Monday morning, thankfully, got an email from me, not me, that said, hey, you got to wire your funds. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And we were actually closing the next day.
Oh.
And so he thought, oh.
Hurry, 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 he thought. Yes.
Wow. And I met him that morning at a final walkthrough at 10 a.m. And he said, I wired your funds. And it was a substantial amount of money. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, you sent me an email. And
so
I
Vicky's
said,
alarms are going up.
I said, I don't ever. I said, I text you. I only email you with documents. So we immediately called the title agency. They immediately alerted everyone. We then called, I called FBI here in Phoenix. They immediately got on it. We called City of Peoria Police Department. They immediately got on it. And thankfully, my client got all of his funds back. We had to close a little later because It was a big deal.
Heart stopper. Did you did he ever figure out, was the email, if he had looked at the email address, was it wrong? Would he have been able to see it? That's a big clue. Guys, always look and see exactly who it came from before you do anything, even before you open. But Vicky, what you said to me too, I think everybody needs to know, this is a smart man.
He's a savvy guy. He's so smart. I mean, he's tech savvy. He can run circles around anyone. And he just got an email. He works with me often. And he was just like, well, you sent me an email. And he just thought it was just common. He just was going on his day. So it could happen to anyone.
And it can happen in lots of different ways. Your scenario is email. And email is a big place to communicate and be hacked. So,
yeah.
Wow. That one takes my breath away.
Well, very good. I just wanted to kind of, you know, our mission in life is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Yes.
And we do that by informing and educating. And when Jennifer grabbed on this topic so passionately, I thought, babe, run with it. Go ahead. Call Miss Vicky, Rosie Certified Realty Exacts Agent, and let's get this covered for the sake and the benefit, the education of every Arizona homeowner.
And all of this information, along with all the links and the things that we talked about, are in our blog, and that's on our website at rosieonthehouse.com. Plus, if you're one of our newsletter subscribers, that blog is in there too. So definitely worth getting the information, keeping it, thinking about it. And I think too, if you have elderly people in your family to educate,
mm-hmm. Absolutely,
and actually the young ones too.
Anyone.
There's also people,
anyone.
Nobody's exempt.
No one's exempt. I mean, smart. It doesn't matter. We could all be a victim of this. Mm-hmm. So just be proactive and alert.
Vicky Gorman, Realty Executive. Thank you so very much for coming in with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I loved being here. Thank you.
Like I say, I told you you'd need all your safety gear for today's broadcast with all the information we're bringing you about Arizona home ownership, maintenance, repair, and or remodeling. We're covering it all today.
We had a caller in the 8 o'clock hour who was concerned about all the weeds in her yard and was wanting to get a little goat to come eat them up. But I told her to be sure and tune into this segment because with lots of weeds, you're going to want to be able to tune in and go. They call it harden your property from fire.
That's right. So it's one of the areas we're covering in this particular segment right now is Jennifer and I were out horseback riding up around Bartlett Lake on Monday. My untrained eye says that area is still a week or two away from maximum blossom bloom. Everything was just budding. The grass was so thick up to your shins, you couldn't see the ground. We just barely saw that 3-foot rattlesnake stretch out right across the road. And I've never seen a snake act like this. I put my horse right up to that snake, and it never moved. I thought it was dead. I backed the horse up, dismounted. The snake still didn't move. I had to literally push it out of the road.
I think he was still asleep.
Man.
That was my question. Was it warm enough to be out, but not so warm that it was like fully functioning?
But it's awfully nice out there in the desert right now. And then we do run the danger every year that with the winter rains and the sprouting and the growing and the weeds, now we're moving into our dry season.
And just before you call, Rosie did not put his horse at risk.
Or kill the snake. I didn't even kill the snake.
All was well.
That's right. So fire.
Yes. What do you need to do to your property?
We've got it in a link right now, but let's cover some of the highlights.
Well, as you say, and those snakes do love
sunbathing.
Sunbathing, but you know, they'll find a little spot in between the weeds, so having a clear area where you can see them coming from a long ways away around your property instead of walking up on it.
Amen.
For sure. That's another thing, not just the fire, but all the critters that can hide in all that grass, right?
Well, if you're familiar with the quail mating call, Jennifer and I were on a three-hour ride, and we were serenaded by quail and the mating call for a solid 3 hours. It was Eclipse Monday.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if it had something to do with it or not. But, I mean, there were many, many happy little quail couples out there in the desert.
No craving for quail soft pecan by chance.
Oh, baby, let me tell you that right now, Chef.
Well, on that blog, we have at the bottom a click through to the wildfire information provided by, what is it, IBHS on that document? And there
it is. It's the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety.
That is a fabulous website, I have to say. They have information for so many things. And one of them that they're passionate about is the wildfire. You know, there are states where the wildfires are so bad that people are having a hard time getting coverage. You know,
how about the wildfire in South Louisiana? Gary, how many South Louisiana wildfires have you ever heard of?
Very rare, but to see swamps on fire, that's pretty amazing.
That's a peculiar picture.
Got water all around.
But I like some of the points that this particular article brings up. One, start with a plan.
Family plan to get out.
Communication locations, exit locations, where to meet. Make sure you have all the critical phone numbers. Make sure you know if the wildfires put power out, you know how to get out of the garage, get out of the house. You know, so just think through the multiple points you can find at that link. Start with a plan. Then point two.
Well, hang on. Last week we had the garage doors ups and downs, and we talked about how to get out. You want to remind people how to get out of the garage if the power's out?
Well, that's what the red safety cord is for. Now, a lot of times we tell people to take that off their garage because it's an easy way to break in if somebody knows what they're doing. So it's just if you do have that removed, understanding how to activate that automatic release switch and then throw it up. And obviously when you pull out, if there's time, you know, manually lower the garage door to keep embers or smoke from burning in it if possible. But, you know, that's what the safety release ripcord is for.
And number two, you were going to tell us, but I interrupted you.
Just look through your home and what you can do about home improvements and remodel. Step three, create that defensible area between your property and the edge of your wall, your home, and the edge of your property. Make sure you've taken the time to knock down, move sheds, flammable materials out away from the house. Give yourself as much room as you can.
And I think the minimum for grass and weeds and stuff was 3 feet around your house. More if you could, to clear at least that much of your house.
Now, if you are in an older home where there's irrigation and lawn right up to the base of your home, don't think you need to go start ripping that out. That you can change the soil moisture structure, which could lead to foundation problems.
Yeah, seeing a wildfire through irrigated Arcadia is even more rare than a wildfire in the swamps, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, for those of you out of Rio Verde and the fringes of town, on larger lots and Fountain Hills, this is, and you know, Marana and Casa Grande, and, you know, this is really critical for you to take time to think through this.
It's fast how quick those weeds will go from looking green and flowering right there, like they are right now, to
tender.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
Absolutely.
So this is a 6-7 page PDF that you can find a link for either on our blog. If you got our newsletter, it was in there, and it'll also be on the podcast page later today.